Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, whenever I've asked you how's life, you've always said life is winning. Thank you for dedicating your life to making sure the small business owner comes out a winner.
We sit on different sides of the aisle, and yet we have such wonderful conversations.
You're a tremendous resource to small business owners out there, and I'm proud to call you my friend. From one dinosaur to another, happy anniversary.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Leslie Grossman, leadership coach extraordinaire, business chair extraordinaire, author extraordinaire, one of the great leaders in our brain trust for sure. She's helps a lot of people, but she especially likes to focus on women business owners. Leslie Grossman, leadership.com, that's her website. Leslie, thanks again for being here. We're talking about building trusted relationships inside and outside your four walls. Now, in the previous segment, we talked about how to get things started and how to build stronger relationships with your employees by delegating and trusting them and how to talk to them, how to do that. Let's take the show outside the four walls. How do we do this with our customers?
We really have to listen to our customers. And if you're talking about, this gets harder and harder in a digital world, right? If you're selling online, but we have to ask our customers what they want, how we're doing, what's wrong, be willing to listen to it and be willing to make changes when we hear a similar story from people over and over again. And so often we don't want to do that. We want to run businesses the way we want to run them. But with a changing world, we constantly need to be asking our customers, what else should we be doing that we're not doing? How could we make you happier? How could we make you fulfilled? What can we be offering you that we're not offering you now?
More and more, Leslie, more and more of our competitors are bigger companies. Amazon is getting all up in our business now in a lot of ways, and they're going to continue to be doing that. And the only thing you can do to outperform them, you can't out-technology them, you can't out-capital them, you can't out-intimidate people, you can't out-algorithm or whatever them, but you can out-serve them. You can out-customize them. You can you can do things that Amazon and companies like that can never do, because you can get face to face with your customers easy, and they can't. They'll never be face to face, not really, with customers. Even if they do get face to face, they don't know how to talk to people. They're just not genuine. Those companies are not authentic. To me, this is the big deal, Leslie. I've been talking about a lot is they'll never out-authenticate a small business. What do you think?
I totally agree, because they can't have that relationship. And it's all about the relationship. So we have to be looking, how do I have that relationship? And you know, you wrote the book on this, for goodness sake. A great book on this. How do you out-relationship them? They don't have a relationship. All they have is price. So we have to look at, it's not always about price.
The customers that it is about price, let them go their merry way with Amazon. You can make a living without them.
Absolutely. We have to look at ways that we can be there for them, that we treat. I mean, you really notice when you go into a retail store and you've had great service, it makes you feel good, right? Your customers
right.
have to feel good. And if they leave feeling good, they're going to be back, and they're also going to buy from you online because they feel good about you. You know what I'm waiting for? I'm waiting for, Jim, you know, even the online, you know how you can communicate online through text. I'm waiting for being able to communicate with our customers through Zoom or Skype. Where you actually see a person come on and want to help you. Because it's all available. Technology makes it possible.
That's right. There's a lot of this that is.
Had it happen. Yeah, I mean, wouldn't that be great if somebody, a person actually comes on your screen and says, how can I help you today?
Yeah.
What are you doing? I mean, I'm waiting for that because I think that would be an amazing thing for someone to add in.
But you still have to be genuine and authentic and real. And the big companies are increasingly focusing on algorithms, which is fine. You need to do some of that too. But that's not humanity. And as long as our customers are still humans, they need that high touch, don't they, Leslie? Last thoughts, quickly.
Absolutely. That's number one.
Yeah. Leslie Grossman, ladies and gentlemen. LeslieGrossmanLeadership.com. Hey, Leslie, good job today. Will you come back soon?
I will. Have a great day.
Thank you. We've enjoyed having you. Leslie Grossman, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blasingham. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.